Welcome to this special report update on shikimic acid and pine needle tea. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. If you haven't heard it yet, I put out about an hour and 20 minute podcast and a very detailed article on naturalnews.com talking about pine needle tea. It's kind of a buzz right now. Everybody's talking about this as a possible natural medicine that may show promise for halting the artificial blood coagulation, blood clots caused by COVID vaccines and so on. A lot of people excited about this possibility. I just wanted to give you a quick update, a couple of things. If you haven't heard that podcast, I encourage you to go back and listen to it because it gives you two methods for making your own pine needle tea extracts at home. And it also gives you some safety precautions and warnings like don't drink pine needle tea if you're pregnant, for example, or expecting to be pregnant. It also explains how tea works. Water is a solvent, and it accomplishes this extract. But what I have learned since then is pretty interesting, that this molecule called shikimic acid is also found in fennel seeds. Fennel seeds. Yes, fennel. The Latin name is Foeniculum vulgare. Foeniculum vulgare. That's fennel. And the fennel seeds contain some amount of shikimic acid. I don't know exactly what percentage they contain, but it's high enough that some companies online are offering to sell purified shikimic acid that is extracted from fennel seeds. And remember, we talked about an extraction method using a common espresso machine. So if you can extract shikimic acid from a star anise herb using a coffee grinder, you could probably also extract it from fennel seeds using an espresso machine just by putting the fennel seeds in place of the star anise grinds. So this is exciting for a couple of reasons. Number one, shikimic acid, in case you don't know, this is the ingredient that's used to make the drug Tamiflu. And shikimic acid is anti-influenza. And it also, apparently from the science that I was seeing, shikimic acid halts artificial blood platelet aggregation, i.e. it stops blood clots, and blood clots are what's killing a lot of people after taking COVID vaccines. Even young people, as we talked about yesterday, 17-year-old athletic high school boy had two blood clots in his brain just after taking one of the COVID vaccines. Yeah, because it causes artificial clotting. The spike protein is a clotting poison, in essence. The spike protein causes your blood to clot. The spike protein is the weapon. The vaccines are death shots. They are injecting you with something that kills people. This is all confirmed by the Jonas Salk Institute in their study published, I don't know, a little while ago. I did a whole podcast on that and a story on that at naturalnews.com. The spike protein is the weapon. Even without the virus, the spike protein causes blood clots. So this molecule, shikimic acid, appears to have real promise. And some people may not be able to get it from pine needles. Other people may not have access to star anise because that's a difficult herb to grow. But how easy is it to grow fennel? Now, as I understand it, and by the way, I have to thank one of my family members for giving me this information. And I don't know if they want their name mentioned, but so I'm not going to mention it. But this information came to me through my own family, which is pretty awesome. But fennel, the fennel plant, may not contain any shikimic acid. I don't know that it does. But the fennel seeds contain the acid. Well, to get fennel seeds, as I understand it, although some of you probably know better than I, you have to have a fennel plant that winters over for 1 year, and then in the second year of the fennel, it produces a lot of seeds. So if that's the case, maybe it is, I'll have to do more research, it means that you could, in essence, use fennel plants to synthesize your own homegrown shikimic acid using a hydroponic system or just container gardening. You would grow the fennel plants for the first year and then let them, freeze and winter over, and then let them come back the second year, and boom, when they go to seed, you harvest the seeds. You take the seeds, you put them in an espresso machine, or you use an ultrasonic cleaner and you do a water extraction. Well, as we talked about, there's some amount of alcohol as well, combination of alcohol and water extraction. And then you've got your own homegrown shikimic acid. You have, in essence, something better than an antiviral pharmaceutical. And you didn't have to get a doctor's prescription. You didn't have to pay a patent royalty. You didn't have to get government permission. You didn't have to leave your home. You can grow your own medicine, which is what humanity has done for thousands, well, probably much longer than that, but at least thousands of years. Remember, modern pharmaceutical medicine is only a little over 100 years old, and it's horrific. It's killed how many tens of millions of people around the world, especially now with this toxic vaccine? It's a disaster. The history of medicine in human civilization is almost entirely plant-based medicine. That's what most people have used throughout the history of the world. In fact, that's what most people use today all over the world. There are more human beings using plant-based medicine now than Western pharmaceuticals. That is an absolute fact. And by the way, in China, I don't know if you knew this, but in China, they used star anise to treat people for COVID. So this may be one reason why relatively low numbers of people died in China, even in the early stages, although China was trying to, I think, scare the world with some kind of staged videos and so on. But the actual number of deaths, in retrospect, was kept under control in most areas of China, not because of the forced lockdowns, but because of the Chinese medicine. That's what was keeping people alive. Now, it also turns out you can buy fennel seeds online right now as an herb or a spice. You can go on even Amazon. You can just buy a pound of fennel seeds if you want for something like $12 to $15 a pound. And you could run those through an espresso machine and you could extract shikimic acid right there. You could probably buy several pounds of fennel seeds. And you could store them, you know, and you'd be stockpiling basically, essentially Tamiflu. You'd be stockpiling an antiviral medication, but in plant form. And you could then grow them later on if you wanted to using the seeds. Or you could sprinkle them onto your foods. Because remember, if you eat fennel seeds, your body extracts the shikimic acid. I mean, your body is an extraction machine. Your body uses stomach acid and water and changes in pH, bile, and so on to extract nutrients from the things that you chew and swallow. So if you chew fennel seeds, which are very common in, let's say, Mediterranean type of meals, food from Turkey and I don't know where else, I don't know, food all over the Mediterranean. Maybe parts of the Middle East and so on. Fennel is a common spice, sometimes used in curries and things like that. If you eat a lot of fennel, you probably have a lot of shikimic acid. You're probably getting a lot of benefit from that, which is one reason. You may even recall this over a year ago when the COVID pandemic was first spreading. What did I tell people to do? I said, go to a Middle Eastern spice store, like a Middle East food store, and learn how to cook with all those Middle East spices, because it turns out that a lot of those exotic spices have amazing medicinal properties that can halt, for example, viral replication in your cells, or that can protect the respiratory tract from viral transmission, and many, many other things. And little did we know, some of them also protect against blood clots. So, if you're just eating a standard boring American diet, there's sugar and salt and fat, there we go. That's like 99% of the American diet. And GMO corn, that's not going to be good for you. But if you're eating more exotic foods, especially the Middle Eastern foods, check out Pakistani foods, huh? How about that? How about Ethiopian food? Whoa. That's some pretty awesome stuff. Check out some of the food from even like Iran and some Israeli dishes and so on. I'm not trying to get into politics here. I just mentioned a bunch of countries that don't get along. I'm talking about the food, not the politics. Use the spices, because there's medicine in all these countries, in all their cuisine. It's all medicine. It's not a hamburger and fries and a fake strawberry shake. It's like actual healing medicine that protects the heart, protects the brain, protects the cardiovascular system, and so on. So fennel is just one of those spices, and it's got loads of shikimic acid in it. And you can extract it yourself for pennies. For pennies. That's what's amazing. You can literally just boil fennel seeds in a cup of water, and you can have fennel seed tea, and that's got shikimic acid in it. If you want to just keep it really, really simple, that's as simple as it gets. Just make some fennel seed tea. So with all that said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. We have already, remember how I promised we're going to test shikimic acid in the lab. We're going to do some extracts from pine needles and then buy some standards. So I already confirmed with my chemist today that we have ordered a couple of standards of shikimic acid. So those are on the way. I think it comes as a crystalline solid, which should be interesting. We'll have to dilute it and so on. But anyway, we've got shikimic acid coming, and we're going to develop a single quad chromatography method. We'll try to fast track that. Fortunately, I've got a lot of experience doing that. So we'll use a liquid chromatography system. We'll try to identify an elution peak for shikimic acid, and then we'll use the single quad mass spec on the tail end of that to confirm the mass of the molecule. And that way we know we're getting the right peak, and we'll use the standard so we have the right elution time and everything. And then we'll start playing with the espresso machines. I've got some pine needles already, and I've just ordered some fennel seeds, and I've also ordered some star anise, and we're going to test the extraction techniques and tell you like how much shikimic acid we're able to extract from these three different sources that we know of so far. And then fourth, as you might know, I'm setting up my vertical hydroponic grow tower system. And you can bet I'm going to plant some fennel in that system. I'm going to have fennel growing like crazy because why not just grow amazing, powerful medicine for nearly free? And I'm going to give you updates on that. Now, this is a long process. If it takes 2 years to grow your own fennel seeds, then obviously it's going to take me 2 years to complete this experiment, but might as well start now. Can't rush Mother Nature when it comes to producing seeds, can you? You got to respect Mother Nature's timeline, but might as well start now. So that's what we're going to do. All right. So it's all amazing stuff. And those of you who are gardeners and you may be growing fennel, now you have a whole new reason to get excited about fennel. Like you just thought it was a boring, weird tasting kind of herb. Guess what? Could be life-saving. And you know, by the way, I'm wondering if shikimic acid is what has this kind of licorice taste. Because fennel seeds taste a little bit like licorice, right? And also star anise herb tastes a little bit like licorice. And remember how I mentioned this Chinese dish called niurou tangmian, which uses star anise and some other spices to make this amazingly delicious beef noodle soup that's served all over Taiwan and China. And it was just an amazing dish. Well, the flavor of that, which again, if you've never had that, you got to try that. Oh man, traditional Chinese beef noodle soup. You got to try that. Put that on your list of things to do. But it almost tastes kind of like fennel, which almost tastes kind of like licorice root. And so I guess I should do the research on this. I wonder if licorice root has some shikimic acid in it. I don't know. Or I wonder if shikimic acid is what has this taste. So here's what I'm going to do. when I get this standard of shikimic acid that we purchased for the lab at a very high cost because it's standardized, I'm going to taste it, which I normally don't do. I normally don't bring in standards and taste them because it's normally, oh, here's a standard of organophosphate pesticide. You know, not going to taste that. Or here's a standard of glyphosate. Don't need to taste that. But when this shikimic acid comes in, I'm going to taste it, you know, cautiously. I can't recommend that you do that. I'm going to do it. because I know what I'm doing. I'm going to try a couple little tiny grains on the tongue, swish it around and see, is like, oh, is that licorice taste? We're going to find out. And I'll share that with you. And so that, I mean, that's the update right now. So all of you gardeners out there, get some fennel seeds, grow some fennel. You're growing powerful medicine. It may be a cure for this COVID vaccine plague. We don't know for sure, but what we do know for sure is that the establishment won't tell you about things that work. They want you to be diseased, you know, and suffering and locked down and dependent on their system of medicine. We know that the only way the truth about this gets out is if we talk about it. And if we grow the plants and we share the seeds, and by the way, you should always share seeds, give seeds away. And I know a lot of you do. And so if I grow fennel seeds, you can bet I'm going to share them with people, plant those fennel plants, and I'll tell them all about shikimic acid, all about Tamiflu, all about antiviral medicine, and hopefully they'll grow some fennel. It's amazing. Mother Nature synthesizes the medicines for us. Mother Nature is the only, quote, pharmaceutical laboratory that you ever need. Every molecule that you need to be healthy already exists in a leaf, in some tree bark somewhere, in a, you know, seed somewhere, in fruit, in vegetables, in peeling or whatever. All the molecules you need to be healthy already exist, like resveratrol. It was found in grape leaves, not just grape skins and so on, but grape leaves as well. Resveratrol, miracle medicine. You can get it for free by harvesting grape leaves. It's just amazing. But shikimic acid is another one of these amazing, powerful medicines. And also, by the way, since we were talking about licorice earlier, don't forget glycyrrhizin, which is one of the molecules in licorice root. And glycyrrhizin protects the liver from toxicity caused by acetaminophen, otherwise known as Tylenol. Oh, and also alcohol. So if you know anybody that is taking Tylenol or drinking alcohol, or God forbid, doing them together, it causes permanent liver damage. If they take licorice root first, it protects the liver from the damage caused by the Tylenol and the alcohol. So once again, all the medicine we need is in the plants. It's already provided for free. Humanity is just so blind, just looking for drugs in laboratories and in, you know, mRNA sequences and genetic engineering. You don't need that. It's in the weeds, you people. It's in the weeds. It's in the bark. It's in the it's in the fruit. It's in the seeds, like apricot seeds, Laetril, vitamin B17, anti-cancer, all of it. It all exists. It's in the mushrooms. You know, it's all there. Just amazing. God wants us to be healthy, and he gave us a planet where all the medicine is free. And yet humans will drive past fields of anti-cancer medicine as they pull into a cancer treatment center to be poisoned with a synthetic, man-made chemotherapy agent that they pay a fortune for while it's killing them, as they ignore the natural plants all around them. Just incredible. Blind. It's the only term to describe humanity today when it comes to medicine. Just blind. But we don't have to be blind. We can make a choice to open our eyes and be aware, and that's what this is all about. So thank you. Thank you for all the support. Thank you for sharing this information. And thank you for tuning in. I'm Mike Adams, of course, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com and brighttown.com. I'm going to be growing fennel seeds. I'm going to be doing shikimic acid extracts and experiments with shikimic acid in the lab. Should be tons of fun. I can't wait to share it with you. Thanks for listening.